But good evening, everyone. I'm extremely honored to be here. Tonight, I feel fortunate to be surrounded by many of the people who have had a profound effect on my life and career. People who have shared my hopes and dreams and have ultimately been responsible for me being here this evening. To be in the Hockey Hall of Fame in such esteemed company is an honor and a privilege. On these walls are the greatest players to ever play the game. To be included in this group is an affirmation of my career. I would like to thank the selection committee for honoring me in this way, and I'd like to congratulate Cliff Fletcher, a general manager and executive who has shown that you can achieve great success with class and dignity, and Ray and Paul, congratulations. You have been the players who all other defensemen measure themselves by. To be included in this group is both privilege and a great compliment to me. As a boy growing up in Scarborough, I never dreamed as big as the Hockey Hall of Fame, but I did dream of playing in the National Hockey League. I spent countless hours at home in our backyard with my friends playing for the Leafs and winning hundreds of Stanley Cups. My parents were avid hockey fans, and I would go and watch my older brother, Rick, play. I still remember the first time I ever played hockey. My father dressed me in my brother's old equipment. I was 5 years old, and I had never been on skates. By the end of the practice, my toes were frozen. During that first year, my dad began the ritual of taking me to the dressing room and running my toes under warm water after the game. Each week, the frozen toes of the previous week forgotten, I couldn't wait to get back on the ice. I was hooked on the greatest game on earth. Saturday nights were big in our house, hockey night in Canada. We were a house divided. My mom, brother, and I were Leaf fans. My dad was a Montreal Canadiens fan. That rivalry created a lot of great memories and a lot of raised voices over the years. As I continued to grow older, my parents continued to support my growth in hockey. They drove me to ice rinks at outrageous hours and watched every game I played in. They never complained and kept the game fun for me. My father has since passed away, and I regret he could not be here to share this great honor with me and my mom tonight. As I continue on my journey, I was fortunate to play junior for the Peterborough Petes. The 2 years I was with the Petes, I feel I showed my greatest development as a player. Gary Green was the coach, and he guided us to a Memorial Cup win in my first season. The following season, Mike Keenan was instrumental in taking us back to the Memorial Cup Finals. Unfortunately, unsuccessful. The following summer, I was drafted by the Los Angeles Kings. It didn't matter that I would be thousands of miles away from home. My NHL dream was realized. LA gave me the opportunity to establish myself as a player in this great league. Over the years, I have played on great teams with great players and great coaches. Every experience helped me to grow as a player. Several things, however, impacted my career significantly. First was winning the Stanley Cup. Being part of a Stanley Cup championship team was always a priority, and winning under the late Bob Johnson with his positive attitude and enthusiasm made it even more special. Second was playing for Scotty Bowman. He was a brilliant tactician and provided me with the opportunity and sound direction. Playing under the leadership of Scotty Bowman gave me some of the greatest moments of my career with both Pittsburgh and Detroit. I would like to thank him for his belief in me. 21 years in the National Hockey League has given me more memories and experiences than I can relay. Tonight, however, is accumulation of the lifetime of playing a game that I love. To be honored for playing a game that has been a gift in my life is very humbling. To all the people who have been a part of my life and my success, I thank you. To my lovely wife, Nancy, I thank you. You are my best friend and partner. I cannot overstate the positive impact you have had on my life and hockey career. You are the biggest reason why I am standing up here tonight. It was not only the personal sacrifices that you made, but it was also the guidance and support you gave me through the ups and downs that a national hockey career gives you. Madison, my oldest daughter, Alexa, and Luke, my three wonderful children, you have made me an extremely proud father. I love you all. Tonight, however, thank you for being, on to the next page. Thank you for being a part of my journey, for supporting me and believing in me. Thank you all for the honor of allowing me to enter into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I will remember this moment for the rest of my life. Thank you.